ओम शांति। आज परम पवित्र आत्मा
ओम शांति
गुलजार दादी जी हमारे बीच में
है। गुलजार दादी से
दादी जी
का फुल वन इज हियर। लेट अस वेलकम हर विद
अ बिग हैंड टू दादी।
ओम शांति।
ओम शांति।
आज सभी ने अपने प्यारे मीठे बाबा का
टुडे ऑल ऑफ यू हॉइस्टेड आवर स्वीट बाबाज फ्लैग डिड यू
तो झंडा क्या लहराते
फ्लैग इज ऑलवेज रेज्ड हाई।
ऐसे ही बाबा कहते हैं तुम बच्चे सदा जैसे मेरा झंडा ऊंचे ऊंचा लहराते हैं।
बाबा सेज जस्ट एज यू रेज माय फ्लैग हाई
बी मेरे बच्चे
सिमिलरली यू आर माय चिल्ड्रन एंड देयरफॉर यू टू हैव टू स्टे ऑन दैट हाई स्टेज इन दैट हाई स्टेज।
हम सब जानते हैं
ऑल ऑफ अस नो वेरी वेल
सारे विश्व दैट के अंदर
इन द होल वर्ल्ड
और कोई भी आत्माएं इतनी श्रेष्ठ
देयर आर नो अदर सोल्स हु आर एज हाई एज वी बिकम।
हम भी ऊंचे क्यों बने कब बने
एंड हाउ डिड वी बिकम सो हाई।
जब ऊंचे भगवान ने अपने
इवन गॉड मेड अस दैट हाई
ऊंचे बाबा ने
बिकॉज बाबा इज द हाईएस्ट ऑन हाई
हमें भी ऊंचे से ऊंचा बना लिया
makes us highest on high too.
तो बाबा कहते हैं
so Baba says
कि जब मैंने तुम बच्चों को ऊंचे से ऊंचा बनाया
as I make you highest on high
तो तुम उसी ही ऊंचे स्थिति के नशे में रहो।
You too should stay in that intoxication that we are the highest on high ones. Have the faith of it.
विश्व के अंदर
keep the faith in you that
जो गायन है कोटों में
we are the few
कोई
out of those handful
तो
from multi millions there may be a handful but we are a few even out of those handful highest on high
कि 9 lakh बनाओ।
Baba now says you must create 900,000 today Dadi was saying 333 crores
विश्व का है
बिकॉज बाबा इज द फादर ऑफ द होल वर्ल्ड इज़न्ट ही एंड ही इज़ द मास्टर ऑफ द वर्ल्ड।
बाबा को ये 900,000
और 108 और 16,108 इज़ नथिंग फॉर बाबा।
अभी तो बाबा कहते हैं 33 crore देवताएं जो गए हुए हैं उनको sung
in bhakti that there were 33 crores that is 330 million deities so they have to take the message only then they become they can become deities
इसीलिए
and we need them till the end of silver age therefore
baba ka banne ke baad natural
must have this faith in a natural way. Actually, it's not that we have to remind ourselves again and again, I'm that, or a doubt whether I am that or not. But this should be our natural faith, natural intoxication, natural life, because Baba has made our life that high. And as Baba has made our life so high, this intoxication should be natural. Could we find Baba? Actually, no. It was Baba who found us. We didn't even know who God was. So where was the question of finding God? But Baba found us.
आप देखो कितने देशों से आप
See, you have come from so many countries.
भिन्न देश में
In each country,
कहां चलो अमेरिका देखो ऑस्ट्रेलिया देखो
ऑस्ट्रेलिया अमेरिका इन countries in Europe, and in those countries, you in little towns, maybe hidden somewhere, very incognito, but see how Baba found you there. So it's not that you found Baba, because the world is still trying to search God. But here we say we found Baba, but actually Baba found us. Don't you have this intoxication that Baba found you? Yes, do you have this intoxication? Baba has made you belong to him.
So
Baba must have seen something good in us which made him made us his children. There's a song also.
Baba ne kya dekha,
what did Baba see in us that he made us belong to him?
Abhi Australia see, mein kitne you, log honge?
In Australia there are Lekin so many Brahman people in the world, but we are so few Brahmins
aur
out of those.
Baba
and sometimes it happens as you know, neighbors of that center don't come to Baba. They don't belong to Baba, but those who stay far away from centers, they come to Baba. What's the reason for that?
So
Baba found something in us, some speciality in us, which made him make us his. He found at least one speciality in us through which he could pull us to him. That's why Baba says, all of you are my special children. Sometimes children tell Baba, Baba, you do say that we are special souls and we do think that we are special, but then how can we know that we have a... So some children tell Baba, Baba, we don't know our speciality, but Baba says, all of you have one speciality which is the best, the highest speciality in each one of you. It is common in each one of you. You may not know it, but you do have it. What is your speciality? That you have recognized God. That is, you have found, you have the eye of recognizing God. You have the third eye with which you have recognized God in an ordinary form, because God doesn't come in a decorated form of Krishna. He comes in an ordinary form of Brahma. But all of us who are sitting here have recognized Baba. That's why we say, much money you've taken leave to come to Madhuban. Why? What's the reason? You have recognized Baba. That's why you are here. You have love for Baba. That's why you are here, aren't you? So each one of you should realize that this speciality you have in you. You may not understand what other specialities you have, but then at least this speciality each one has, that you have the third eye to recognize God, and you have the divine intellect through which you have recognized God. That is why, because of this speciality, Baba found you. Wherever you were, in whichever corner of the world, you know, you tell, I belong to this country, that country, you come from where you have come, but Baba has recognized you. And not just recognized you, but he has given you so much love, so much love. Because Baba knows that these children of mine belong to me. They loved me so much, but then they drifted away from me. They were lost. And now I have found them. See, at the beginning, Baba used to tell us, you know, Baba used to talk in an unlimited way right from the beginning, not of India alone, but of the whole world. I remember, I keep saying it often, that when we came in the boarding school, in, when we were little, we were about 8 years old, 9 years, 10 years. Our teachers were 15, 16 years, 14, 15, 16 years, so we were younger than them. Whenever Baba used to come to our hostel to meet us, at that time we didn't have 4 o'clock meditation, but Baba used to conduct drill to us, and Dadi Chandramani, you must have seen her photograph. You may not have seen her personally, but Dadi Chandramani was a drill teacher. She used to teach us exercises. So she used to blow the whistle, and we used to just stand attention. We would stand in a line, you know, for exercise. And when we used to stand in a line for drill, at that time, Baba and Mama, both of them, they used to come to say good morning to us. They used to shake hands with us, or pat us, or hug us, and say good morning in with that gesture. And after that, Baba used to say, children, I'm so proud of you, I'm so proud of all of you, that each one of you are going to become world benefactor. So we used to, you know, smile, because we had never seen the world. Probably most of us had not even seen the map of the world. We had just seen the map of India, yes, but not the map of the world. So, but Baba used to tell us that you are going to do world benefit. So Baba, he would see the world in front of his eyes. He would say, you have to serve the world. You have to give message in the world. Though Baba comes in Bharat, but he is the creator of the world. He is a benefactor of the world, isn't he? This is why the whole world was in front of Baba's eyes. And this is why, see, Baba chose you, selected you, and made you belong to him in this family. We will not say that you are a Christian or a Muslim, you are this or that. No. What are we? What are we, all of us who are sitting here? What are we? We will say that we belong to the Brahmin family. We are not of that religion or that religion, but we are all Brahmins. And if someone would ask you, which is your permanent address, what would you say? Would you say America, England? One, is it not? And at this time, you are residents of Madhuban, aren't you?
Permanent address.
So, which is your permanent address, Madhuban, and which is your family, Brahmin family, and the address of all Brahmins is Madhuban. Don't you believe, do you accept it, that Madhuban is your permanent address? And Dadi Janki remembers this point again and again. She repeats it often. Baba said in one murli that those children of mine who may be staying in different places of the world and different corners of the world, they have taken birth in different corners of the world and different religions, doesn't matter, but that's only for one birth they have gone there for service, that's all. As they have gone, pulled towards Baba very quickly, very easily, and become Brahmins. So who are you? You are one of them. You are them, aren't you? maybe one birth or two births. Yeah, really, if you see, if you wouldn't have been in those countries, how would you be able to, how would sisters of India be able to serve there? Because sisters of India don't know the language of your country. So you were needed there to be born there so that you could know the language and then serve in those countries. So all your other births have been in Bharat. You were of the Brahmin family, but you went there for service and you did service, and now you have come back in your family. And we should be very happy about it. We should be very proud of it that Baba has found us. Baba has made us belong to him, because we couldn't make Baba belong to us because we didn't know who God was. But Baba made us belong to him. So if Baba has recognized us, his eye of recognition is always right, is it not? And therefore, we do accept, yes, I am that same one whom God recognized and made me belong to him. If you think in this way, then you will never forget Baba. Because the thought will come, who has made you belong to him? That will be remembered all the time, won't it be? The Creator cannot be forgotten. The Creator will be remembered all the time. So Baba has made us belong to him. You have to stay in this intoxication all the time. And the subject which I have been given to speak on is how to be in a combined form. One is when we say, Baba, you are with me. So, combined means Baba is with you all the time. Sometimes we say Baba is our companion. So, companion maybe can be separated sometimes, but combined cannot be separated. When something is combined or attached, it cannot be separated easily. It will be always together. So Baba is combined with me.
This
anything which is combined cannot be forgotten. For example, I have these two hands, and if for any reason they are attached, then even if I try to separate them, I cannot, no? So Baba says, if you think that you are getting Baba, aren't you combined with Baba? Or do you sometimes, do you say, no, Baba is my companion? And when he's a companion, then you can be separated. Sometimes, you know, there are companions, but then if they have a conflict, then one's face goes towards the north and the other's face goes towards the south. They just sit again, back to back. But when it is combined, then no question of conflict, no question of sitting back to back, but it's attached together all the time. Our slogan is that Baba is our world. This is your slogan, is it not? It is sung from your heart, is it not? That Baba is our world. So if Baba is your world, then everything is. Baba is my world, the world. If Baba is in the world, is the world, then whatever attracts me in the world, I see that only in Baba. Because what is in the world? It is human beings, it is nature, it is objects, whatever. So the intellect is drawn there, is it not? This relationships. But when I say Baba is my world, it means everything is included in Baba. And there is no one else for me. That means I don't see anything else except Baba. I remember when we were little, we used to have different classes by our teachers, and there used to be one amusing class, one interesting class. Baba doesn't tell us to go in two by lanes or little lanes. Sometimes there are too many little lanes, you know. Then we can get lost. But if it is just one big highway, there are no other lanes, side lanes at all, then the mind or intellect will go only straight, no, nowhere else. If there would be a small street on the side, then maybe we could be diverted there. But if it's just one road, one big highway, then the intellect won't go anywhere else, won't it? But we create our own lanes and streets and by lanes. Actually, it is one big highway. You start here and reach there. From corporeal world to subtle world, as an angel, in the world of angels, and then go to Paramdham. It's just one straight highway. There's no other way. So, when we say Baba is my world, then that means nothing or no one else belongs to me. One Baba and none other. So there's no one else, then where will the intellect wander? So we must remember all these things which Baba tells us. Sometimes we like a particular slogan very much and say, oh, this is a beautiful slogan, such a lovely, such lovely words in this slogan. But that's it. We don't go to the depth of that. When we hear the murli, we like it so much. It's a lovely murli. We are like, dancing with the tune of the murli. But then when thank you. There is a power of tolerance, such unsubstituation, and then we also remember, yes, Baba has told me I should tolerate. Baba says, doesn't he, that you should tolerate. Baba tells in the Murli that you should not be conquered by Maya, you should be unshakable, you should be firm. I'm telling this to Maya, and to myself, and I'm still not able to face that situation. There is a story on this, Baba tells in the Murli sometimes that once there was a parrot. And the parrot was told, don't sit on the tap, don't sit on the tap. And that parrot learned that sentence by heart. And it would sit on the tap and say, don't sit on the tap, don't sit on the tap. So the same thing we do. Baba says, you must have power of tolerance. You must have power of tolerance. But at that time, still, there is no, we become rebellious. We become, we try to boss over, we try to, you know, become angry, get irritated. So that means our tolerance power is finished, is it not? It hasn't come in us. Similarly, there's a power to face a particular situation, and we do say that we have it, but when a situation does come, at that time I'm not able to face, I lose my stage. And then later on I tell myself, if I would have faced that situation with courage, this wouldn't have happened. It would have been so good to have faced that situation with courage. But I couldn't. So it becomes something of the past because you could not overcome the situation when it came. Therefore, Baba says you must revise it again and again. The powers, knowledge, whatever techniques Baba gives, you should be churning on them, refresh your mind with them. It's not that you hear the Murli and say, yes, Baba talks about eight powers. Okay, okay. Yes, I remember them by heart. But at the time of need, they should come to you. They should be, you should be able to use them. That type of practice is needed. Because if you remember, after the situation is finished or gone, then that situation will come back again. At least, you know, you have been affected. Like Baba says, that Baba has a register of you. And if whatever you do, if something goes wrong and you're affected, then there is a black stain on your register. So we can tell Baba, nowadays, you know, there are erasers or also white. Thank you. dharan points, dharana points, seva points. So like that we were making to divide the whole murli into four compartments, note them in four different sections.
So,
in every day's murli, there's so many points. In this way, we used to make the diary. For example, Baba would say, God is not omnipresent. This is our main point, which is quite controversial in the world. And people won't believe or don't accept it so easily that God is not omnipresent. So whatever Baba tells for this point, that God is not omnipresent, we used to put in the point of knowledge in the department or the compartment of knowledge. But then what happened was that we came from Karachi by steamer, by ship, notebooks there, and we wanted to bring them all here. We told Baba, Baba, never mind, we may not take all our clothes, but let us take all the diaries which we have written. So Baba was very clever, you know. Baba told us something which didn't allow us to answer to Baba. Baba told us, children, you know, your diaries will be of great importance. You may say that we'll take our diaries with us, but you know, your diaries will be so useful. So there was a big tank there, you know, where our clothes were washed. A tank was built which had water, you know, for keeping water. So you know what Baba did? So that water tank, because we were to move to India, so Baba Thank you. but you don't remember.
So,
take one subject and make the timetable for your mind to keep it busy. So, whenever the voice thought comes, at that time create the powerful thought in your mind, and that will enable you to finish that voice thought. What did Baba say today? What did Baba say today? Baba said you have to spin the discuss the wheel of self-realization. Now, how am I going to spin this wheel of self-realization? What are the benefits I'm going to get through that? What are the advantages and what are the disadvantages if I do not spin, and so on. So in this way the waste thoughts will finish because you have used up that space, no? Because if waste will come. So try this method and you'll see how waste finishes so easily. But some brothers say, Baba, what can I do? I try to finish off my waste thoughts. And you know, they say, I'm a point of light. And the point of light is not remembered. It just slips away from you, your intellect. Because the point of light is very subtle, is it not? If a heart patient says, I want to climb 100 steps, what will happen? So you will not be able to reach the top. So this is what we have to do. Thank you. This is how we have to practice. Dadiji has come. Dadi Janki is here too. All the three Dadis are here. Dadi Ratan Mohini too.
So we welcome again with angelic claps, Dadiji. Trimurti Dadiya.
Respected Dadi, Trimurti Dadis, and Ratan Muni Dadi, Ishu Dadi, Muni Dadi. You came this morning, hoisted the flag, but you went away from downstairs, but you did not reach the hall. So you know who was waiting for you in the hall?
Dadi Ji,
you know who was waiting for you in the hall? Birbal.
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 Let us welcome Birbal.
This is Birbal. Welcome him. He's a witty
Dadiji
advisor.
And now he has come again to welcome Dadiji.
And he has come again to welcome Dadiji. Birbal is considered to be a very witty advisor of King Akbar, the Mughal emperor who ruled in India for many years. He was very clever, very clever man.
I was very witty.
Speaking in English,
but I was killed in Afghanistan.
Translators can switch over.
And now I am an angel. Farishta. Me atmahu, atma ka rup, kya hai?
She's speaking in Hindi now. I'm a soul. What is the form
atma
of the soul?
Tham.
It's a point of light. Where is the abode of the soul? The soul of the abode of the soul is Paramdham.
Atma ka pita.
The Atma Ka Pita.
पहले तो सर्व को प्यारे शिव बाबा के अवतरण
फर्स्ट ऑफ ऑल I would like to congratulate you, to greet you on this day, the day of God's descent, the day of Brahma's descent, the day of the descent of the children, the birthday of Shiv Baba, and the birthday of Brahma Baba, the birthday of all of us. So greetings, congratulations to all of you from the heart. Congratulations, congratulations.
आज यहाँ सभा में आए बैठी हूँ. तो मुझे
the moment I came in this hall, view I was able to visualize three scenes.
तीन दर्शन
I was able to visualize three scenes as I came and sat here. I remember when Brahma Baba was in Sakar, he had said that a day will come. when Shiv Baba's flag will hoist in the whole world. So, I am seeing that scene in a practical way now.
That
in the whole world, wherever there are Baba's centers, wherever there are Baba's lovely children, there Shiv Baba's flag is hoisted.
Baba ka jhanda lehraya ja raha hoga.
So they must be hoisting the flag in their King Dadi Chan ki, that are all the centers all over the world able to hoist Baba's flag in their countries? Are they able to? Because Dadi wonders if some may not be having permission from the council and things. So Dadi is asking Dadi Chan ki, are they able to hoist the flag in their countries? Dadi Chan ki saying yes. So Dadi ji wants to know from all of you, those of you who say that you do hoist Baba's flag in your centers, in your Gita Paathshalas or sub-centers or homes, those who hoist their flag, raise your hand, raise your hand. Yeah, today, tomorrow, day after tomorrow, when I want Shivratri. So these 3-4 days, those are able to hoist the flag. There's no restriction. So all of you who say the yes, raise your hand. Very good. So, very good. This is what Baba wants to see. And his words are coming true that Baba's flag will be hoisted all over the world, in every country, by souls of all religions, all souls of all beliefs, all customs, all cultures. They hoist Baba's flag. So you are like Baba's ambassadors in those countries. You are like, should I say that you are the ambassadors of God? Dr. Nirmala, should I say that these ones are the ambassadors of Baba in those countries? And Dadi Janki saying, yes, yes, they are all ambassadors of Baba in those countries. So Dadi Janki saying that, yes, I don't think there is any country which is from 50 countries, souls have come to Madhuban. Souls are here from 50 countries, from 50 countries, from every continent, from all the five continents, all the countries, all the languages. So, such souls from different backgrounds. All of you are sitting here in this gathering, and when I see you, I am able to visualize. From one corner of the world, any corner of the world, the Baba's revelation will take place and Baba will be revealed in the world. I can experience that. This is my second vision. Can it not be possible that from somewhere in some part of the world, some mic appears and he becomes instrumental for revealing the Father? Don't you think so? Yes, all of you have that faith, that because this year we have to keep the hope, and we have to have it that the mic appears. Don't you think? Those who say yes, you should say Hanji. Say, those who think that it will happen, you can raise your hands. Very good. Also, the third thing is, I can also visualize, and I'm sure it will come soon, that day when
double foreigners. Aaj India mein lakh ded ki sabha hui.
And the third vision which I can see is that just as in Ahmedabad there was a gathering of 100,000, can it happen in foreign countries too? May not be 100,000, but at least half of that, 50,000. Okay, 50,000. Can you have a gathering of 50,000 in your program? Mm. Or 50,000 to 55,000? Maybe Brahmins from all over the world, other parts of the world. Can it be possible that Brahmins come together in one place, 50,000? Jayanti Ben, can it be possible?
Achha.
Dadi Janki says, why not? It can be possible. All Brahmins come together. 50,000 Brahmins from abroad coming together in one place. When can that be possible and where will they gather? So, so what should happen today, we should not wait for tomorrow. Therefore, let it happen as soon as possible. So, the date.
March. Baba. March.
But maybe on 31st of March.
Next year.
Dadi is saying, you all come to Madhuban. And Dajanki said, not this year, but next year. It can happen. Should we keep a date of December or November of this year, end of this year? And Dadi Janki is saying, we will ask Baba and Baba will give a date. And Dadi is saying, yes, we can give our date to Baba too. 50,000 double foreigners. That is saying that from all parts of the world, all the double foreigners should come together. A list should be formed. So if when we are saying that we need 33 crore, so at least 1 crore, 10 million from double foreigners, 10 million double foreigners should become Brahmins, 10 million double foreigners. When you say 33 crores, at least 1 crore should be of foreign countries who say we are Brahmins. And someone says at least 100,000. Maybe not 10 million, but at least 900,000. 900,000 double foreigners. Or at least 100,000 double foreigners. Let's give a high jump in this. And Dadi Janaki is saying, yes, Gobind Bhai is sitting here and Murli Bhai is sitting here. They are instrument souls for starting service abroad.
And
so that is saying, I am seeing in a practical way Baba's versions coming true. Children from all over the world are gathered here, and more and more will come. They will reveal Baba in the world. Make a determined thought, a promise to reveal Baba in the world. I think now I visualize the whole world is sitting here. Just as so you are like the ambassadors of your countries, and therefore you are, it's like the whole world sitting here. You're representing your country. Aren't you all ambassadors of your countries? Or should I say that all of your ambassadors? Raise your hand if you think you're ambassadors of your countries. Yes. All those who think that they're ambassadors of their countries, representing the country to Baba in Baba's home, raise your hand.
Okay. So, I see. Sab Baba
very good. So, I may call you a messenger, I may call you ambassador. You have come here to celebrate Baba's birthday, your birthday. And so celebrate this. Celebrate Baba's birthday in a grand way. Celebrate, enjoy, and make a promise, a determined thought that we have to establish one world government, one religion, one kingdom in this world. One kingdom, one rule in this world. We all will become the king of kings of this world. So I'm very happy that all of you are here to celebrate Shiv Baba's birthday in Baba's home.
Huh?
And Baba blesses all of you on this special day of
Yeah.